Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And this episode is brought to you by Whoop, the wearable health and fitness coach that gives you personalized insights into your sleep, recovery, strain, and stress so you can finish out the summer feeling your absolute best. Look, as summer winds down, my schedule gets crazy. Between trying to squeeze in those final warm weather workouts and preparing for the marathon this fall, my body takes on a lot of strain. But staying at peak performance isn't about blindly grinding through the day. It's about listening to your body and knowing when to push and when to recover. That's where Whoop makes all the difference. It's not just another smartwatch or step counter bugging you with pings. It's a sleek, wearable device that gives you deep, actionable data on what's happening beneath the surface. It tracks how late nights, travel, or heat affect my sleep and recovery. That way, I know exactly when my body has more to give and when it needs to prioritize rest. Finish up your summer strong and set yourself up for a healthy fall. To learn more, head to whoop.com. That's whoop.com.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I don't know about you, Tiki. You're so independent-minded. I think last night when you sat down and watched Patriots Seahawks, you watched it as a football fan.
Yes.
I watched it as a football fan and a Jet fan. And I had two major Jet thoughts from watching last night's game that are very contradictory to each other. I want to be honest.
Though. Right.
Drake May stinks, and maybe we have a chance.
Yes. Well, that's one of, maybe we have a chance was absolutely one of them. Because the other day, and really over the last few days, Jet fans have called in, some have, suggesting, hey, they could be better than we think. Maybe they can make the playoffs, nine wins, 10 wins. There are things that are going to have to happen for the Jets to shock the world. And one of the things that would have to happen was that.
Right.
The New England Patriots reverting back to more of the 2014 than the 2015 team would be a big help. And it is one game. And as we mentioned yesterday, the Patriots did lose to the Raiders last year to open the season. But last night, as I'm watching Drake May throw not one, not two, but a few dumbass interceptions, especially late, that was one Jet thought I had, which is, hey, if we're going to surprise people, we got this crappy team twice on the schedule. We're going to have to beat them at least once. This would go a long way to the Jets surprising people and being really good.
Well, I mean, last year we know what the formula was for the New England Patriots.
Play bad teams?
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Think of the wins. the Dolphins, the Panthers. I mean, somehow they beat the Bills in a tight game. Both those games were tight against the Buffalo Bills. But so we'll give them that one. But a lot of the schedule was easy.
And then Tennessee, what happened come postseason time? They played better teams, but Drake May wasn't good.
Right, they struggled with the better teams. They gave up a ton of sacks, and I think the division round, they had three turnovers in that game, and in the Super Bowl was just, I mean, they had eight turnovers in the postseason last year, and that's after a season in which they basically had about, I don't know, 15 or 12 during the regular season. So more than double the, you know, rate of turnovers happened in the postseason against a better team. So you're playing a good defense in Seattle. And it wasn't a surprise that even with Drew Lock under center because Sam Darnold got hurt, the New England Patriots struggled because they struggled last year against good teams.
Yeah, especially offensively. So if I think we all agree, like there are very few universal NFL points that everyone agrees on. I think everyone agrees the Patriots are not winning 14 games. The question is, how much do they revert? Are they going from 14 wins to 12 wins? No biggie.
Right.
14 wins to 11 wins? No biggie. But if they go from 14 to 6 or 7, or a non-playoff team, that's huge. And that's the positive in how it could impact the Jets as they battle them in the AFC East. But my other thought is completely contradictory. And I want Jet fans to be honest and raise their hands and admit they thought the same thing I thought. When Sam Darnold got hurt, and no, I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers. It has nothing to do with the Aaron Rodgers injury from a few years ago. When Sam Darnold got hurt and did not return, and we don't know the severity of the injury, how much time he's going to miss, the thought went through my mind. You have no idea what I'm about to say.
I have no idea either.
The thought that went through my mind is, can we get a first for Geno?
Wow, already?
Seriously? That's why I admit it's contradictory. In one breath, it's, hey, Patriots may be mediocre. Here's our roadmap. But in the next breath, it's like, man, if they're desperate for a quarterback.
It's hard to speculate on that specific injury because you don't see it very often. When he first went down, I thought he was a PCL injury because when I tore my PCL my rookie season, that's exactly what happened. I'm getting tackled from behind. My knee hits first. I'm like, yeah, that felt a little weird. It's all right. I'll be all right. I jog over, limp over. They do the little test. They're like, oh, yeah, you tore your PCL. I'm like, oh, lovely. Mm. So there was no surgery required, but it took a long time for me to get healthy. But the report is it's Sam Darnold's hip, which tells you this is more of a knee hit jammed into the socket, and there could be something more complex than just that's a bone bruise. So Sam Darnold might not play for a little while. And if he doesn't, Seattle has no shot, especially with Drew Lock under center.
And
now, if you are the Seahawks, then you are defending champions.
Yeah.
Now the question is, are we doing something to make that different, better? Like, are we updating our room if Sam Darnold isn't available? The reality is, it's not going to be Geno.
Why wouldn't it be? He's got a connection there.
I know he does, because he was most recently there. Yeah.
Like, it actually makes
but
the most sense.
It's not going to be Geno.
It doesn't make the most sense.
You know what makes the most sense? Russell Wilson.
Thank you. That's it.
I don't think that makes the most sense.
Why not? You don't have to give up anything.
It's been a long time. Plus, I think Geno has been more recently successful than Russell. Hmm. Look, the problem is, as a Jet fan, I want to believe that they can shock the world. I want to believe that starting on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans, they start 1-0. The Packers have injuries. They're 2-0. And before you know it, the Jets are stunning the world. Garrett Wilson said the other day he thinks they could be a playoff team. Now, I don't know if that's just a player trying to talk it into existence.
You know what? Let him do it. Let him believe it. Because that's what you're supposed to do.
I agree. I have no issue with it. Like, you should have that kind of confidence. And so I'm not suggesting that the Jets would actually do that because I'm not a believer in giving up on a season before it even starts. I'm just being brutally honest with you that as I'm sitting there watching football, real football, for the first time since the Super Bowl.
Okay, then what are you doing?
What am I doing?
What are the Jets doing then?
So getting a first-round pick and saying, let's go. Now we got four for next year.
So you're quitting on the season.
No, in week one,
off a game that your team didn't even play in.
No, I'm not. I'm just admitting I had the thought.
Okay.
I'm not saying they should do
it. So it wasn't a realistic thought. It was just something that popped in your head.
When you're watching a sporting event, whether it's teams you love or teams you don't love, thoughts pop into your mind?
I never thought about Geno Smith.
Really?
It never crossed my mind at all.
I only thought of Russell Wilson yesterday.
Yes, me too.
You thought of Russ?
Oh, I thought of two things. I thought about how bad Drew Lock is. And even though he did lead two scoring drives and ultimately won the game for him, but I remember him as a Giant.
You're sure?
Being like, dude, this guy's terrible. Even though he did well in certain moments. But the first person I thought about was Russell Wilson sitting at a desk right now. Russell Wilson still thinks he can play football. Russell Wilson would look good back in a Seattle uniform. Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson. I never even broached Geno Smith.
Just keep in mind, there isn't a connection, like, other than the franchise. Geno Smith played for that coaching staff.
Yeah,
like,
the connection is that coaching staff got rid of him.
I know, but they at least know,
they didn't get rid of Russell Wilson.
Exactly. They don't know Russell Wilson.
I would again argue that while
Snyder does, the general manager.
The general manager, sure.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is further away from good football than Geno Smith is.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
That's just the reality.
That's not even a...
I don't want to parse here, but did Geno Smith have a game like Russell Wilson had versus the Cowboys?
How did he finish that game?
Yeah, and then he was terrible in overtime.
Don't make me defend Russell Wilson because I can't stand him. I'm just saying. Geno didn't exactly have good football.
But Sean, you don't have to defend him to just admit that the simple statement that I made in Tiki Cosine that Geno Smith is closer to good football than Russell Wilson is, you don't have to disagree. You can just say, yeah, you're right. No one's saying Geno's had a better career.
No one's ever suggesting that.
You know what? This is going to be a year-long argument because I don't think Geno Smith is anywhere close to good football again.
Yeah, but he's closer time-wise to having played good football than Russell Wilson.
All right, 3 years
either,
fine.
Either way. Yeah, but what's Russell Wilson?
Oh, I don't want to turn this into
you forget what he did last year.
I don't. I think we forget what Geno Smith did last year.
Did you forget 17 of 37?
He was awful.
For 168 yards in opening game last week? Last year?
He was awful.
Who was
Geno
more,
was awful.
Who was more recently a Pro Bowler, Geno Smith or Russell Wilson?
Shador Sanders. What does that mean?
Who was more recently a quarterback of a playoff team, Geno Smith or Russell Wilson?
Okay, Geno Smith.
Take a lap. That's it. Just agree and move on. You don't have to fight about everything.
I'm right. You're wrong.
Do 25 push-ups while you're there.
Yeah.
I can't do
the other thing about last night, and it was great to have football back. Both these teams aren't any good.
Yeah.
And I think that while
especially if Sam Darnold's injured.
Well, sure. I mean, when
Jackson Smith and Jigma is unbelievable.
He's incredible.
Unbelievable. And I think Jadarian Price is going to be the rookie of the year because they're going to have to hand it to him now 25 to 30 times a game.
And their defense is awesome.
So can they win games? Sure. But they are not the team that we saw last year that kind of ran through the schedule.
Well, I think last year, New England and Seattle, and they deserve a lot of credit. They both got to the Super Bowl. The Seahawks have a banner that nobody can take down.
Mm-hmm.
I think we both realized as it was happening, they're good teams. They're not great teams. And they're very likely to revert back to what they probably are the following season. Now, in New England's case, the Drake May question is going to be fascinating. The guy got MVP votes last year. The guy was all world last year. Was it really a product of the schedule? Mm. Is he reverting here in year three?
Well, he made some bad decisions.
He also wasn't helped out by Romeo Drops. That's what they're calling him in Foxborough.
Romeo Drops and Morgan Moses at right tackle. He was bad too.
And AJ Brown now high ankle sprain.
Exactly. So he was a product of we're surprised about this kid, I think, last year. And now you got a little bit of a book on him. In the fourth quarter, he got sacked three times and threw three interceptions all in the fourth quarter. So when it mattered most,
he was terrible.
He was at his worst.
He was awful.
Now, part of that, you got to give credit to Seattle's front and their defensive, you know, the pressure. They only rushed four, but they kept getting home.
But that decision-making in a 13-10 game where worst comes to worst, you kick a field goal, you go to overtime, that's a Zach Wilson mistake.
Yeah.
That's a rookie mistake that cannot happen from a third-year quarterback who got MVP votes last year.
By the way, really, you're talking about the last one, the one that ended the game, but the other two were just as bad.
Mm.
You're throwing into a clouded receiver. There's nowhere for you to get that ball in. And then the other one, he just basically threw a jump ball, and the Seahawks came down with it. So he made bad decisions that I didn't expect from a guy who had an MVP quality season a year ago.
More on the mistakes of Drake May.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber, and this episode is brought to you by Whoop, the wearable health and fitness coach that gives you personalized insights into your sleep, recovery, strain, and stress so you can finish out the summer feeling your absolute best. Look, as summer winds down, my schedule gets crazy. Between trying to squeeze in those final warm weather workouts and preparing for the marathon this fall, my body takes on a lot of strain. But staying at peak performance isn't about blindly grinding through the day. It's about listening to your body and knowing when to push and when to recover. That's where Whoop makes all the difference. It's not just another smartwatch or step counter bugging you with pings. It's a sleek, wearable device that gives you deep, actionable data on what's happening beneath the surface. It tracks how late nights, travel, or heat affect my sleep and recovery. That way, I know exactly when my body has more to give and when it needs to prioritize rest. Finish up your summer strong and set yourself up for a healthy fall. To learn more, head to whoop.com. That's WHOOP.com.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You know what they call that last night, Boomer? Heart of a champion up there in Seattle. Heart of a champion. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jim. Doing all right. And by the way, it just goes to show you, you better have a backup quarterback just in case. You know, and the one thing about Drew Lock, you know, he has started, and they were talking about it last night when he was in Denver. He was a part of the Russell Wilson swap back a few years ago. And you just never know when you're going to need a legitimate, experienced backup quarterback. And he made a couple plays, especially on fourth down, to Jackson, Smith, and Jigba that ended up leading to a touchdown in the second half. That was perfect. It was a perfectly designed play by Brian Flory, their new offensive coordinator. And, you know, they win the game. And, you know, after the game, a sullen Drake May is like, you know, I can't make decisions like this. I can't, you know, throw the ball away the way that I did and give it away. You know, when we throw three interceptions on the last three possessions, you know, you're going to lose games. And quite frankly, Romeo Doubs, you know, drops a wide open pass that would have been a huge play for the Patriots. And right after that comes the first interception by Drake May. But Drake May gets him into position to at least attempt to tie the game. But, you know, he throws a ball off his back foot. The moment he throws it, you can look at him like, oh, I can't believe I just did that. And sometimes you do things in games where you're not thinking clearly, and, you know, that young man learned a very, very valuable lesson, because this was a game last night, as you just said, the Patriots should have won this game. They had every opportunity. You're playing against the backup quarterback. Your defense is playing relatively well. They're getting stops. You're running the ball effectively. But again, you know, none of these guys have played in preseason. You know, and the defense is always going to be ahead of the offense. Now, we'll have some games this weekend where offenses will put up a lot of points, mainly because I think other offenses will probably turn the ball over during the game, much like New England did last night. But, you know, A.J. Brown goes out, Sam Darnold goes out. I mean, and this is what happens the first, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of the season, because this is really where preseason starts now for a lot of these players who haven't played.
Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing. You got everything in this first game that kind of drives you nuts about early season NFL these days, which is, you know, injuries, turnovers, sloppy play, not a lot of scoring. It doesn't feel like things get going until about week 3 or 4 because nobody plays in preseason, as you mentioned. So, yeah, the game was interesting in the second half, I do have to admit, but the first half was just a horrendously boring football game. But it was interesting because all the turnovers and then the multiple opportunities that the Patriots had, and then obviously Drake May crashing out and throwing these horrendous, like that Romeo Doubs, the one that, not the one that he dropped because he started running before he caught the football, but
the first interception.
The first interception where, you know, he throws it up there into what felt like triple coverage and, you know, gave Romeo Doubs an opportunity. But that was, I mean, that was a miserable throw and decision as well.
Well, I think also on the sideline, they're probably telling Drake May, you know, give him a chance, let him go up and get it. This is what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to be a receiver that goes up and gets balls like that. I mean, you know, that was a great play by the safety of the Seattle Seahawks, too, by the way, who were missing their starting safeties last night. And look, Seattle, as I was telling you last night, Seattle is a really tough place to play. I can't even tell you how loud it is there. It's hard for me to describe it as an announcer there at times. You couldn't even hear yourself talk as the game was being played. That's how loud it is there. So as the visiting team, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. I actually thought the Patriots had a really good game plan when it came to running the ball and protecting Drake May. I thought their pass protection was tremendous.
I mean, there was really nothing that the offense wasn't doing to be able to win the football game other than turning the ball over. I mean, it's just it's a classic thing. I mean, it's almost too easy to say, but you lose the turnover battle that badly on the road, you're going to lose a game, even if it is a backup quarterback on the other side. And I do think that, think about, too, I mean, yes, it's a difficult place to play, and the Patriots are on the road and all of that. But from the other side, even though they're at home, I mean, this is the first game for the new offensive coordinator, Flurry. His quarterback that just won a Super Bowl goes out after five plays. He's got Drew Locke, who we know who he is. And then, obviously, on the fly, designs a different type of game plan for Drew Locke to, you know, find a tight end out there, you know, get the ball to Njigba in space. Just little things to make him comfortable enough to win a football game. That, to me, I mean, that's the most impressive thing that happened last night. Hey, was that.
That fourth down play where it's fourth and one and they throw this little pass to Njigba and he takes off with it for a touchdown. I mean, that was a great design play, man. Because it looked like the play was, part of it was to be designed to throw it out into the flat to the back out of the backfield. But I think that was all just window dressing to get the ball inside as the Patriots were blitzing to Smith and Njigba. So, Drew Locke, that takes a lot to do that.
Yeah.
And it's fourth down, man.
Well,
and, right. You know, you're under the gun, and here you are. You played a lot in preseason, as Mike and Chris were talking about. He did play a lot in preseason, so that probably helped him. But, again, it's just another example of, you know, if something happens to Geno Smith in his first game against Tennessee and it's Cade Klubnik in there.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Maybe Cade will be able to handle it. We won't know that until something like that happens. Hopefully it doesn't happen. But it just goes to show you like how valuable that insurance policy is. They don't win that game if Drew Locke is not out there playing, and Drew Locke didn't turn the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, this is, we've been saying it for weeks now. It feels like roster malpractice that they have a fourth-round rookie quarterback as their backup in a season where you feel like you have to have an X amount of wins and look like a real football team, or there's going to be another regime change here with the Jets. I still don't understand it. And it's not so much about Cade Klubnik as a man, as a quarterback, as a prospect. It's just the situation. I mean, it's how many guys have we seen that just get thrown into this? I mean, it's like walking right into the NFL propeller.
Brady Cook last year.
I mean, yes. I mean, we can go on and on and on from
Zach Wilson, right, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Luke Falk. I mean, Trevor Siemian. This is a million guys. And then you go to...
Who's the kid from Canada?
Strevler.
Yeah, Strevler.
Strevler. I mean, it's not... So I'm not necessarily knocking Cade. It's more about the Jets having him in potentially this position where he's just going to be another guy who's going to get chewed up and spit out because the Jets mismanaged something. So I hope it doesn't happen. You know, maybe something changes over the next couple of weeks where another veteran quarterback comes in. But yeah, I mean, Drew Locke is not... He's Drew Locke,
but he's got a lot
of experience. He's played a lot of games,
and he's been on that team.
Yes.
He's a part of the Super Bowl winning Seattle Seahawks. He's a part of the team.
He's probably a top 10 backup in the league.
I would think yes. And you know, can they go on and win the next three or four games with him? They got Arizona next week. I mean, you know, they got 10 days off now. So I would think that this is a good chance for Drew Locke to settle in, at least for maybe for the next 5 or 6 weeks, depending on how bad, Sam Darnold is. I was wondering because, I was in a game where Bo Jackson blew out his hip.
Yeah.
And it was a hip drop tackle by Kevin Walker, our linebacker. But, those hip drop tackles back then were legal. This really didn't look like that
to me. It
wasn't,
no.
But it looked like he felt weird. Like what? Like he runs out of the pocket to his left. And I don't know if he comes down on his hip.
Comes down on his knee and it's sort of like, on that right side.
Yeah, so does that kind of like jam his hip or did he come down on the hip? Is it a hip pointer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. And this episode is brought to you by Whoop, the wearable health and fitness coach that gives you personalized insights into your sleep, recovery, strain, and stress so you can finish out the summer feeling your absolute best. Look, as summer winds down, my schedule gets crazy. Between trying to squeeze in those final warm weather workouts and preparing for the marathon this fall, my body takes on a lot of strain. But staying at peak performance isn't about blindly grinding through the day. It's about listening to your body and knowing when to push and when
to recover. That's where Whoop makes all the difference. It's not just another smartwatch or step counter bugging you with pings. It's a sleek, wearable device that gives you deep, actionable data on what's happening beneath the surface. It tracks how late nights, travel, or heat affect my sleep and recovery. That way, I know exactly when my body has more to give and when it needs to prioritize rest. Finish up your summer strong and set yourself up for a healthy fall. To learn more, head to whoop.com. That's WHOOP.com. The wait is over. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states. One app, every sport nationwide. New DraftKings customers sign up with code WFAN. Spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus, void in Canada. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days, or trade with DraftKings Predictions to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. Event contract trading involves risk of loss. Predictions offer void in New York. Non-withdrawable rewards issued as $50 click-to-claims every 7 days for 21 days. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If they say it has to be east and west, that means it's either going to be Vancouver or Salt Lake City.
No,
as
Salt
one.
Lake City or Portland.
Oh, Portland. I'm sorry. I said right. Vancouver. Yeah. Vancouver's not an option, correct?
They're not one of the options. The others are Raleigh, Nashville, west. Montreal, Orlando.
Well, right. Just stick with it. If they want west and east, it's like a semifinal matchup, right? Assuming that's the way they're going to go, it's either Portland or Salt Lake City. It's got to be one of them. Mm-hmm. Because if they're, are they okay with two east? Because to me, of the entire list, the two I would pick would be Montreal and Nashville. That'd be my pick. But it sounds, based on what Jeff Passan said, they would prefer east and west.
Right.
So if they go with best available, my vote would be Montreal and Nashville. If they need a west and an east, then I think I'd go Portland. I mean, Salt Lake City with baseball. Seriously?
Well, now they've added the hockey there, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is becoming a town.
It is.
Is yeah. it?
It is.
Dude, Portland might lose their basketball team.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Salt Lake City or Portland. And then I have a tough time between Nashville and Montreal because Montreal deserves another chance. They deserve another chance. Washington got three chances. Okay. Montreal can get a chance.
They do. But Nashville's now such a city.
Yeah. It's a destination. it's kind of similar to what's happening in Vegas. It's becoming, I mean, obviously, Vegas has always been a destination, but Nashville is becoming a destination.
I agree. It's a
great
city. People
just want to go. Forget going to a baseball or a football game or whatever it may be. They want to go just because it's Nashville.
I agree, and I've done it before. I love the city. I'm just trying to be fair to the history that Montreal presents from a baseball standpoint.
Yeah, I can see that. What's the point is the balance?
If Jeff Passan wants the you're talking about the geographical balance?
No. Just the balance of the league.
No, the owners just want a huge check that needs to be written to be an expansion team. Right. It's all about money.
Right.
That's why they want it.
Makes sense.
Now, yes, they would then balance things at 16-16, but I think it would also be the end of leagues. Like, it would just become all geographical. Hence the point that they want a Western team.
And they
want
to do that for travel reasons.
Yeah, financial. It all comes back to money.
Right. That'll, so saving money, traveling, and then obviously adding money because those two expansion teams have to pay whatever the entry fee is.
And it's going to be billions of dollars.
Yeah.
I think that will be the end of Mets-Yankees as NL-AL rivals whenever they do the expansion, but it's going to come. So we'll see how it plays out. Over the weekend, and I wasn't sure what to make of it, I tried to be calm and reasoned. The Jets announced the six players that will be their season-long captains for the 2026 regular season. There were two guys on offense. And by the way, these captains were selected by the leadership group and teammates. So this is not like handpicked by Aaron Glenn. It's not picked by Darren Mooji. It's not picked by Woody Johnson. It's not a fan vote. It's the players.
Right.
And so the captains that were picked were Geno Smith, Joe Tippmann on offense, DeMario Davis, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Harrison Phillips on defense, and Isaiah Williams on special teams. And what was noticeable is that Garrett Wilson wasn't one of them as one of the longest tenured players on this team.
Or Breece Hall.
I think attention was paid to Garrett because Garrett was a captain last year and wasn't a captain this year. So I heard the news over the weekend, and my first reaction was, I don't think it's a big deal. Like, I hope it's not a big deal. I hope it doesn't say anything about the way the team feels about Garrett Wilson. But I wanted to hear what Garrett had to say. And so yesterday, Brian Costello, great reporter, covers the Jets for the New York Post, asked Garrett Wilson the question, which is, are you annoyed by this? Take a listen to the question and Garrett's answer, and then you can tell me if Garrett really is pissed off, and obviously, as a guy who played and was a part of this, if he should be pissed off.
I think people were surprised that you weren't among them because you were a captain last year. Were you upset that you weren't a captain?
I don't know if upset's the word. It's more of like, man, we got a collection of guys that all warrant that label, you know? And, it's one of those things where it's, Who's the offensive coach? Geno and Tip, yeah. Like, you know, it goes without saying for the guys that are in here, what they bring, the value they bring to this team and what they mean to this team as far as getting us ready to play, getting us ready to practice on a day-to-day basis. And I'm happy to have those guys leading the charge.
What do you take of his answer?
I think he's upset. I think he's disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a subtle difference, but it's not like he's pissed off about it. I think it's just kind of like, wow, it's surprising. But it's cool. Because he knows what Geno brings, obviously, as a veteran, and he knows what Joe Tippmann brings. So it's just, it's disappointment. It's not pissed off, and I'm not holding this against anybody or the team or it's not even the coaching staff. It's the leadership council or committee or whatever it is that you said picks this. But you can tell he's disappointed. You can tell just by his first response.
Like yes.
He's not reacting right away. He's like, yeah.
He's thinking about how to answer it.
How do I say this without presenting or taking a shot at those guys that actually are the captains.
Yeah, that's the thing you have to tightrope.
Right.
You can say, yeah, I'd like to be a captain, but you don't want to put down someone who is a captain, whether it's Joe Tippmann or Geno Smith. I haven't looked this up, so I'm going to trust you that you know.
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
What was your history of being a captain on offense?
I know I was a captain the last 4 years. But prior to that, I wasn't a captain.
Right, no.
I didn't earn it. I wasn't the player that I was at the end of my career.
If you were a captain in 2003 and 2004, and then all of a sudden in 2005 you weren't voted captain, you'd be pissed off, right?
Not pissed, because I just did my job.
Disappointed like Garrett?
It'd be like Garrett. It'd be like Garrett. You're just disappointed. Like, oh, that's surprising. Because I know what role I provided, and I think Garrett's is probably the same way. He's probably going to be a captain next year.
Think so?
Of course he is. Well, man, he's got to have a great season because he always has great seasons.
When he plays. Remember, he didn't play a big chunk or a part of late last season. I think a part of that was they were tanking. They just they shut down the engines.
Right, right. And that's not a knock on him. It's just the reality of the situation that they were going through a year ago.
So I want to make very clear for all the Jet fans out there, you as a former player are telling all of us this is an absolute no biggie spot.
This is not a big deal.
Good.
No biggie, right?
Good.
No. This is not something that's going to linger.
Okay. Was Malik Nabers a captain, Sean?
The Giants don't have captains.
Oh, no, you're better than that.
They have
sorry.
A leadership committee.
A leadership
committee. Is he on the leadership council?
He is not.
He's not.
Oh.
But two quarterbacks are.
Wow. Jameis and Jackson.
So that takes the place of the wide receiver.
Okay. I'm just making sure you don't hold this against the Jet fan, like, well, Malik's a captain. Garrett's not.
No, Malik Nabers
will
be
next year as well.
Well, remember, they will have weekly captains. Malik Nabers will be a weekly captain.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Just wanted to make sure. Let's go to Gary in New Jersey. Hey, Gary.
What's up, Gary?
What's going on, guys?
All's well.
What's up?
I'm definitely going to see you week one. Hopefully you're on the field somewhere close and they give you a nice standing ovation.
I appreciate that, Gary.
So listen, everybody keeps on comparing like John Harbaugh to everybody. I want to know what your thoughts are on if John Harbaugh in his tenure of a New York Giant, right? Forget about everything in the past. Just as a Giant, you ever think he could come close to Tom Coughlin? I don't. I want to know your.
That's a tough one.
It's two Super Bowls.
Because that's look what we're talking about.
That's a high bar.
And Tom did that in what 6 years? So I was with him for three. Then he won one. Then he won one 4 years later. So 7 years he won two Super Bowls. So if John Harbaugh wins two Super Bowls in 5-6 years, then of course. But can I see that happening?
The easy answer to that is no.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be fair, like Tom Coughlin,
it's hard to win Super Bowls.
Yeah,
it's really hard to win Super Bowls.
And remember, John Harbaugh will have to break that seal of being the first one to do it with two different teams,
right? Which has never happened.
It has never. Now, I think it's bound to happen because great coaches are great coaches.
Teams could happen this year.
Players have taken or coaches have taken two teams to the Super Bowl.
Yes,
but not one Super Bowls with two teams.
Well, who's jumping out at you, Sean Payton?
Sean Payton,
yeah. No, there's certainly that's possibilities.
Yeah. They won 14 games a year ago.
They got their quarterback hurt. He could have been in the Super Bowl this year, and who knows what happens.
Right.
No, I get it. I'm just saying that will be one of the things he has to break through. I think the more difficult question isn't, is he going to match or beat Tom Coughlin? Because that's asking a lot to win two Super Bowls. I think the tougher question for the Giant fan looking into the crystal ball is, what's a success for the next decade? Forget this season. This season you want progress, sure.
Right.
But eventually,
consistently in the playoffs, and then a Super Bowl. At least appearance.
That's a success.
That's success.
An appearance.
Yes, that's a success.
I think, unfortunately, your franchise, the team that you played for, the team that you root for, I think your bar is not high enough. Because I think there's a generation or generations of fans that have seen championships. And so being a consistently good team, while it may be good enough for me as a loser Jet fan, I don't know if for a lot of Giant brethren that would ultimately be good enough.
I think there's a caveat to what Tiki said. I think also the baton has to be handed off and the organization can't be going back into the rut that they just had post Coughlin.
Yeah.
You need like a Seattle handoff to Mike McDonald kind
of deal. Marty's in Connecticut. Hey, Marty.
Hey, what's up, guys? So first of all, I love you. Love your show. You're the best show on the air.
Thank you, man.
So as far as expansion goes, you got guys in the major league now that don't belong there, and you're going to bring guys in that are going to absolutely stink, and no one's going to want to watch the games. No one's going to want to go to the games. So they're going to cut their nose to spite their face and let them, because they're making a lot of money now anyway. They make more money than we'll ever make.
Marty, I'll tell you why I disagree with you. And I was actually having this conversation yesterday with another baseball geek like myself, and maybe like you, Marty. I don't know you well enough to call you a geek, but right now in baseball.
I'm Republican. I don't get offended.
right now, the pitching is ahead of the offense.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to bullpen arms, when it comes to starting pitching, like, there isn't enough offense in a lot of people's minds. And what normally happens upon expansion is you get a jolt of offense because, to your point, there's going to be more pitchers in the major leagues who aren't major leaguers. But where baseball is in 2026, that may not be a bad thing because I think people want more offense.
They do, but overall, I think the talent level will drop and those teams are going to struggle forever. And to me, it's just leave it alone. Why don't you then make the roster size smaller?
Well, they're not going to do that for financial reasons, but I kind of disagree overall with the point. I think that we've added more talent to baseball over the last 30 years than the last time they expanded. I mean, Japan has certainly been more of an area of acquiring players. Baseball's only grown in the Caribbean. It's only grown with more kids playing. I think baseball in America has been steady, if not grown a little bit too. So I actually disagree. I don't, like, if you called me up 15 years ago, I would have agreed with you. I don't know if I agree with that anymore in 2026. I think we're ready.
But you're right about the pitching. You just see it happening with all the teams, even the Mets. You see all these young arms that are coming up. And we're talking about, or Evan was yesterday, because he lost his playoff game in fantasy football.
Baseball,
because Mizorowski had a terrible start.
Why are you bringing that up again?
He had a good one. But I'm bringing it up because you look at the minor leagues for the Brewers. They had a kid, Thomas Pannone. He threw a perfect game. It's in the minors, in AAA.
There's a lot of pitching.
He's coming up next year.
Yeah, there's a lot. I don't think this is the statement that we would have made 20 years ago.
The Brewers have the best record in baseball right now.
Yeah.
And they have another pitcher who's just not just as good, but probably close.
I think talent-wise, we're going to be okay. I just don't think it's going to, like, ruin the game in any kind of way.
I'm going to hand it to my fellow Jet fans. I put out a poll this morning, and I said, who's likelier to win on Sunday, the Jets or the Giants? They're both underdogs. They're both slight underdogs. The Jets are playing a bad team on the road. The Giants are playing a division rival and a good team at home. And it's overwhelming. The Jet fan believes they have a better chance to win. 65% say Jets over Titans. 35% say Giants over Cowboys. Here's my fear as we get set for real football for the first time. What is Geno Smith? Like, we have sat here for weeks, and it feels like months at a time, kind of arguing it. We're touching the water on it. Like, what is Geno? Is he closer to the guy who last year was the tank commander of the Las Vegas Raiders, or is he closer to the guy that answered the call, the famous line of, they wrote me off, and I didn't write back with the Seattle Seahawks? And I don't have an opinion. I don't know how any Jet fan could have an opinion because we barely saw him play in the preseason. So what would it be based on other than hope? Honestly. And that's going to be the real deciding factor. Like, what is Geno Smith? We know the weapons that the Jets have on offense. And we'll play what Frank Reich had to say yesterday about Breece Hall and his status for Sunday. But bottom line is he's going to play.
Right.
So we know Breece will be out there. They've got a hell of a running back room. Garrett Wilson is healthy. The offensive line feels like a strength. But I just don't know what to reasonably expect right out of the gate from Geno Smith.
Well, I mean, we saw only, one drive in the preseason from him?
It was a good drive, too.
Great drive.
It was all good.
7-7, touchdowns to Jelani Woods. Looked the part of a guy who couldn't lead a team to the promised land. However, playing vanilla defenses against a preseason, probably second squad. So it doesn't tell you anything. So the only thing you can draw from is his last few preseason, or actually regular season games. And those weren't good.
And I don't want to draw from that because the offensive line he was playing behind was awful.
And the offense was different, very different. Chip Kelly trying to throw the ball over the field. But what else can you judge it upon? And so Geno Smith has an opportunity to, I mean, he's done this so many times, but reinvent himself again.
Right.
And it's either going to fail or it's going to tread water.
What gives me a level of confidence going into Sunday's game is Robert Saleh.
All gas, no brakes.
Like, he was a terrible head coach for the New York Jets.
But don't you think your second time around, especially when it's in such close proximity to the first time, that you learn from it?
It's a great question some people have. Did Pat Shurmur learn from it?
No.
I'm just giving you it. Did Adam Gase learn from it?
Definitely not.
I'm being picky. I picked two guys who failed in their second trip. I didn't pick Bill Belichick. Did that on purpose.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
But my point is, until he proves he's a competent NFL head coach, our track record with him was that he wasn't very good. Now,
there aren't a lot of examples of a failed head coach who's gone on to be really good
in their second tour of duty.
Bill Belichick is the one, obviously.
Yeah, he's the prime example because of the great success.
But he might be the outlier.
I think he mostly is. I think most guys who get second opportunities, they don't go all that well. Now, there's differences. Like, John Harbaugh's not getting a second opportunity. He was a great success
right.
the first place he was at.
Right.
Bill Parcells wasn't getting a second opportunity in New England. He was a great success the first time he was at. Same with Tom Coughlin
right.
with you guys.
Well, yeah, with Jacksonville and then with the New York Giants. But
I think
look,
it's when
like a Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Didn't work. Both times.
But that gives me the confidence. Like, I know Robert Saleh brought in his buddies. Like, Jermaine Johnson is there. Solomon Thomas is there. John Franklin Myers is there. Like, there is a horde of former Jets, and maybe the Jet PTSD would lead you to think it's a revenge game for them, mm-hmm. and it's a revenge game for Robert Saleh. And look, if they win, that'll be the narrative. But going into this game, I don't fear the Tennessee Titans. I fear the New York Jets. I don't fear the opponent.
Yeah.
I fear...
I can see that.
Does that make sense?
You fear the internal implosion.
But I'll tell you something I have confidence in. And I said this to you 9 months ago, and I'm going to repeat it today. 2 days before the Jets play their first regular season game in months, I guarantee that this freaking defense is actually getting an interception. I got, in fact.
Can you pull a player?
Can I pull a player to do it? Minka Fitzpatrick.
Hmm?
It'll be one of the newbies.
Okay.
Minka, and I'm not going nuts, he's going to take it to the house. And who knows, maybe it'll be an arm punt. Maybe it'll be one of those, like,
right.
it's not this impactful interception.
End of the half, just yeah. whatever.
Yeah.
Cam Ward just throwing the ball up.
But you know, after somehow...
You didn't even get one of those last year.
I know! That's what makes the Jets' accomplishment of not getting an interception last year, like, unbelievable.
A butthole.
So I feel very confident they will get one of those on Sunday, if not two.
Hmm. I'm going to say Dane Belton.
Dane Bell. Oh, yeah, look at you going with the former Giant. Who has a better chance to start the year 1-0, the Jets or the Giants? Be honest with me.
The Jets do.
The Jets do. Because of the opponent.
Because of the opponent.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
I mean, we've seen this in the first two games of the NFL season. And by the way, this is an aside. I hate that these guys don't play in the preseason because they look like utter ass.
You know how many snaps Matthew Stafford played in the preseason?
Zero.
Zero.
Absolutely zero. And guess what? You could tell.
Mm.
Anyways. I hate the fact that these game ones are like preseason games. I feel like that's what, not they're not because the intensity is obviously higher, but you're not getting the best from a lot of these guys because they haven't done it in 8 months or 6 months or whatever the amount of time since they last played a game. And so I don't know what to expect from the Cowboys. I don't know what to expect from the Giants, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
Or the Jets or the Tennessee Titans. But I know on paper, the Jets are better than the Titans. I can't say definitively the Giants are better than the Cowboys on paper. And that's all you can go off right now because they have not played an actual game yet.
Are you, Sean, ready to say that the New York Jets, despite them having no chance to win 8 games and surprise people, zero chance, don't even watch the season, would you at least agree with the sentiment of the Twitter poll, myself and Tiki, that they do at least have a better chance of starting the year 1-0 than the Giants do?
I'm going to say two things. First thing, I took the Jets in one of my knockout entries, so that should tell you that.
That's a sure. troll move, though.
I don't think so.
Dude, for money?
He wants to win money.
What are you,
out of
your
mind? That's not a troll move.
However,
the New York
I
Jets suck.
You're right. However, if you had an inverse poll and polled the audience, who has a better chance to start 1-0, the Cowboys or Titans, the Titans would also win that poll.
Hmm. You're confusing me now.
Yeah.
You don't get that?
No.
Because you would look at the Jets as the easier of the two opponents than the Giants when viewing those two teams.
And no. So it depends on the perspective you're looking at.
Yes, it's like all flip your perspective.
So if you're looking at it from a Jets perspective, Jet-Giant perspective, the Jets have the easier opponent.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt. They have more questions.
If you're looking at it from a Tennessee-Dallas perspective, the Tennessee Titans have the easier opponent.
Yeah, I think what...
So no matter what you do, it's the Jet-Titan...
Yeah.
Other option is going to be the one that loses.
Yes.
What's making the Giant Cowboy game so complicated to kind of settle on what I think is going to happen?
Don't
is
say the history.
No, has nothing to do with history. It's actually pretty straightforward. Is the unknown status of Malik Nabers?
Mm-hmm.
Like we genuinely, as we sit here on Friday morning,
yeah.
do not know if he's going to play on Sunday.
He probably doesn't know if he's going to play on Sunday.
He may not.
And there was all of this noise yesterday or 2 days ago about how it looks like he's trending towards playing. Malik Nabers is going to play. And then we got what we got yesterday, which was kind of what Sean and I speculated about last week, which is if it's on Malik Nabers wants to be 100%. And he obviously has to think about, what if I have a setback? And now all of a sudden, not only am I not playing in week one, I'm not playing until week six. And this is when the Giants and the organization are starting to think about what my value is worth. So he can't help but think of that.
Well,
even though he shouldn't be, he should be, I need to get back and play and be ready for this start the season. There's a winds of change around the New York Giants. I want to be a part of it. He's got to also look out for number one. And I think ultimately that might be what holds him back.
Well, you know what we'll do? Malik Nabers said a lot yesterday. Let's listen to what Malik Nabers said and kind of judge if this means he's going to play or not play. We'll get to that in a few minutes.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped the video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.